Welcome to the Tax Sell Podcast, where tax sell investing is made easy. My name is Casey Denman. I'm a tax sell veteran. I'm the leading tax sell expert. I'm the author of the Tax Sell Playbook, founder of the Tax Sell Academy, and I am your host right here on the Tax Sell Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast episode. As always, this is a completely free podcast brought to you through and because of the Tax Sell Academy. If you are looking to learn more about investing in tax-defaulted real estate, make sure you check out taxsellacademy.com. Again, that's taxsellacademy.com. So over the course of the last decade plus, I've been teaching a lot of new tax sell investors. And I have tens of thousands of people who have viewed my YouTube videos, listened to my podcast, and read my book. I've also heard from many, many investors who have reached out to me personally. I've learned common issues amongst new investors, and I've tried to leverage this knowledge to help as many people as possible. And I continue to attempt to do that every single day. When I look at many of the emails that I get or the issues that I hear about, much of it has a lot to do with the misunderstanding of the process. Tax sell investing is not and should never be viewed as a get-rich-quick type scheme. Now, I completely understand that it's very easy to get excited about something and want to get started right away. And I think you should get started right away. The problem is that getting started right away does not mean you should go out and start buying properties. Unfortunately, when people do that, that's a cause of a large percentage of investors who lose money and or get forced out of the tax sell business very, very quickly. The opportunities that this business creates are absolutely incredible. But there's more to it than just an easy get rich type opportunity, because that is not what it is. Believe me, I see the ads from some people who promote this business. I've seen the TikToks, the ones that say, I made $10 million as a tax sell investor, and you can too. I've seen the ridiculous videos, all without any type of effort to actually inform the viewer about this business. Now, hopefully you understand that with the nearly 1,000 pieces of training material that we've created through videos and podcasts, we're trying to provide you with the required information to make informed decisions. But what I often see is that new investors have something that I refer to as uninformed optimism. They approach every investment as if it is going to 100% absolutely work because it has worked for somebody else, supposedly. This causes them to overlook many important aspects of the research process, to not take the time to learn what they are doing. If you're the type of all-in, let's get started today type person, that's completely fine. But instead of approaching this business with uninformed optimism, consider approaching it with informed pessimism. Obviously, I don't want you to miss out on the opportunities this business creates. I've seen it change countless lives, and I'd love for it to change your life as well. But I want to make sure you take a step back. If you're the type of person that is go, 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 got to get something done right now, I want you to take a step back and make sure that you are informed. I would rather you have informed pessimism than uninformed optimism if you're the type of person who is just raring to go, raring to buy a piece of tax defaulted real estate. Now, if I was asked to pinpoint the most common issue that I see amongst failed tax sell investors, it would be that they rushed the learning process. Now, that's a little generic of an answer, but it's all encompassing in that much of the process that I refer to is intertwined. Typically, here's how the failure story is going to go. They'll come across a video, an infomercial, or they'll hear from a friend about the tax sell business. They're either not told or they ignore everything other than it's a great way to get cheap real estate. They zero in on the cheap real estate large profit aspect of the tax sell business. And then immediately, they go out, they buy a property, and they end up with something that they either valued incorrectly or has issues that materially impact the value of that real estate. Maybe it's a building that's being knocked down or has already been knocked down. Maybe it's a property that has tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of city or county liens against it. Maybe it's contaminated. or has loads of other issues that they had no idea existed, and likely they didn't even have a clue on how to check for those things ahead of time, or even that they should have checked for those things ahead of time. Of course, I've also seen the flip side of this, where those with absolutely zero real estate experience have created incredible businesses for themselves by doing it the correct way. The issue is always the approach, both to this business and to each specific property. I tell people all the time, this is not a business where you decide you want to start today and you're buying properties tomorrow. I recently got hit with an ad, and it was somebody who was promoting a buy your first property in 10 days. What an absolutely disastrous way to approach this business. You have no control over which properties are available at a tax sale. You have no control over who you're bidding against and how much those properties are going to sell for because of that competition. You have no control when the auctions even are. Buying a property within 10 days is a recipe for a losing investment. If you need to buy something in 10 days, then you need to get out of this business. If you see somebody that tells you, you too can buy a tax sale property in 10 days, you should absolutely run the opposite direction as fast as you can. Because when it comes down to it, you cannot both learn this entire process and go out, research properties, and buy a property within 10 days. It is just not feasible. It is an unwise choice. Can you buy a property within 10 days if you know what you're doing? Perhaps if there's some on the OTC list, if you come across the right property at auction, but forcing yourself into an investment within a set period of time, especially as short as 10 days, is a bad move. So instead, as you begin your approach to this business, you must realize it is a long-term deal. You're not going to make $1 million this week. And if you plan on buying a property in the next 10 days with absolutely zero experience, you should assume that you are donating that money to the county opposed to actually investing. I've often told the story of one of my students who took over a year before they made their first tax sale investment, a solid year worth of learning, training, watching auctions, taking notes, and then they finally decided it was time to pull the trigger. Talk about patience. That first investment that they made, however, was an absolute grand slam, as was the next investment. This person has gone on to create a career out of the tax sale business, making quite a bit of money simply by not rushing the process. And I still hear from this person on a quarterly basis, and they'll randomly send me gift cards as a way to continually say thank you for introducing them to this business many years later now, which of course is much appreciated. When it comes to learning, I highly suggest that you spend at least a few weeks learning before you make your first investment, and even longer if that's required. You are working to produce the knowledge required to make the income comparable to many surgeons without the 8 to 10 years worth of education required. Learn from resources such as this one. Learn by attending auctions and watching and asking questions of those around you. Learn by finding mentors to help you. Learn by scouring the internet, by researching laws, or getting formal training like we offer in the Tax Sale Academy. And don't just go through the motions. Actually take the time to learn about every step of the process and to make sure you understand it before moving forward. Learning is part one of the ever so important process of creating a tax sale business that is going to go far. If you want to design a business that will be here in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, that is making a substantial amount of income, learning is part one of that process. And it is the most important part, is the foundation for your tax sale business. It is what will allow you to make good investments for years and years. And when it comes to making those actual investments, take your time to make sure you understand everything possible about the property. And I've said that many, many times before. It took me a long time to learn this. But the truth is, mistakes love rushed decisions. When you rush your decision to invest in something, you oftentimes will create mistakes for yourself. When it comes to investing, a mistake is not something you want to make because it could cost you thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. The majority of the time, you will have weeks, if not months, to research the tax-defaulted real estate that is coming up for sale. If you properly utilize this time, you can learn everything necessary about making an informed decision about whether or not you want to invest and how much you want to spend on that property if you are interested in it. The issue is that people oftentimes put all this time that they have to research to the side, or they just happen to stumble across that list the day before the auction, or they just don't want to put forth the necessary time. So they see a property, make a fast decision, and they end up in a mistake. Do not do this. It's foolish, it's unnecessary, and it's going to cost you a lot of money. In closing, if you want to go far as a tax sale investor, and by far, I mean both have a long-term sustainable career and make lots of money, do not make rush decisions. And do not get into this business and start buying properties with uninformed optimism. Instead, take your time, be patient, keep learning, keep growing. And then, as you start investing in properties, do the same thing over and over. Rinse and repeat. Continue to be patient. Keep learning. Keep growing over and over and over, because those tactics are what allow you to snowball one investment into another, into another, and into another. And it will ultimately provide you with the tax sale success that you desire and that, in my opinion, you likely deserve. That's all I've got for today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode of the Tax Sale Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our other episodes, please do me a huge favor and leave a positive review on whatever podcasting or video platform you're listening to us on right now. This podcast is completely free. I don't charge a listening or membership fee or anything like that, but your reviews really help us out. And they might even serve to help pay it forward to somebody else who learns about this incredible business simply because you took the time to tap a 5-star review or to leave a positive feedback comment. And as always, if we can be of any additional help, make sure you check out our website for most comprehensive step-by-step trainings that we offer at TaxSellAcademy.com. Hey, take care, folks, and make it a successful day. We'll see you next time right here on the Tax Sell Podcast. Bye-bye.